I will be starting my summer recess tomorrow. My colleague Jared Serbu filling in for me while I'm on vacation. And you also will have some extra time this weekend. Independence Day, of course, is a federal holiday. Marvin Bonds, the editor of Recreation News, and he, of course, is a subject matter expert regarding fun things and deals for you and your colleagues to do while you have off time. Marvin, it's great to talk to you, as always. Now, tomorrow for Independence Day, I went down to the mall once to do fireworks like 20 years ago, and I will never do it again. What are some of the fun things that I could do maybe within an hour or so drive of the D.C. area tomorrow instead of dealing with all the nutcases downtown?
Well, of course, fireworks are everywhere. You can find them all over Northern Virginia, in Leesburg and Manassas, in suburban Maryland. But one thing you might want to look at is the Carroll County Farm Museum in Westminster, Maryland, not too far up 70. They have fireworks, entertainment, children's games. It's a real family fun time, as well as tours of the farm museum itself. Well attended. It's a nice thing to do. Mount Vernon, just across the river there from 8 to 5, has smoke fireworks in patriotic colors, military reenactments, a naturalization ceremony that's kind of inspiring. By the way, the largest naturalization ceremony outside a courtroom is actually at Thomas Jefferson's Monticello in Charlottesville on July the 4th. Then again, you might want to head over to Baltimore's Inner Harbor from 7 to 10 p.m., where they've got bands and fireworks galore, although that does tend to be a bit crowded, I'll warn you.
Yeah, that's more people than I think I can handle.
You can also head just over an hour to Gettysburg, where they're reenacting parts of the battle from 151 years ago. Maybe not quite so crowded, but I guarantee it'll be loud.
That certainly will be loud. I've actually been around Gettysburg on Independence Day, and that is indeed loud. Now, next week, I'm taking the family down to Rehoboth, and we'll be down there for maybe a little bit more than a week. What's down there this time of year that's really special?
Well, first of all, the food is great on the culinary coast, as Southern Delaware is now called. There's lots of nature off the beach. Take a canoe trip at Trap Pond or another state park, or you can explore the 7 miles of canoe trails at Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. You can head down to Delmarva Board Sports, and you can learn paddle boarding. That's become extremely popular. Enjoy a play at the Clear Space Theater. Oliver is playing now through August the 26th. That's an award-winning theater, by the way. And you can take a break at the Rehoboth Art League or head over to Lewis to explore the wonderful campus of the Historical Society there. So there's plenty to do off the beach.
You know what? I'm not going to make it to the Art League's art show this year. They usually do that. That's like, what, the beginning of August or middle of August?
That's correct.
Something like that?
Usually it's right about the second week of August, if I remember right.
Yeah, I'm not going to make that this year, but that is one of my favorite events every year. Now, what do you and your family like to do for a getaway, Marvin? Where do you guys go?
Well, we, for many years, went to Ocean City, New Jersey. We've been down to the Outer Banks quite a bit in recent years. We tend to travel throughout the Mid-Atlantic, especially in the months of May and September, October, when we're gathering stories for the year. So you're always finding something really neat to do. But don't overlook what's right in your own backyard either.
What would be some great things, my colleague Lauren Larson wants to know, if Tropical Storm Arthur brings a whole bunch of rain this weekend, some indoor things?
Well, there are plenty of indoor activities. You can go see the brand new IMAX film about the Star-Spangled Banner at the Maryland Science Center, or the shorter film at the Babe Ruth Birthplace Museum in Baltimore that explains actually how the national anthem became so important to sports. You can also head to one of the local caverns where it's always about 52 degrees, so it'll not only be, for the most part, dry, but it'll be a lot cooler.
That's a great idea. The caverns sounds really good because, as I mentioned, I'm not a huge fan of the crowds. Neither is my colleague Jack Moore. Any other quiet spots if you want to avoid crowds this weekend?
Well, you know, Francis, we're blessed in this region with a lot of really high-quality local parks, state parks, national parks, and national wildlife refuges nearby in Northern Virginia, in the Washington suburbs of Maryland, and, of course, on the eastern shore of Maryland as well. You can find plenty of nature, water sports, history, just plenty of things to do in those locales. And while sometimes in the holidays they may be a little bit crowded, they're really great retreats to get away from things.
My colleague, Stephanie Wasco, is an intern and a college student, and that means, of course, she has not much money. And so she wants to know about anything that you can tell her about that might be very low cost or free is even better.
Well, you know, that's always a tough one, but plenty of things in Washington are free, everything at the Smithsonian. There's lots that you can do. Most of the festivals and fireworks are actually free that go on. The Smithsonian Folklife Festival, I think, is going on from the 2nd to the 6th of July. You can also check out our getaway contest for July, which is two nights at the Dunes Manor Hotel in Ocean City, but you have to enter to win at recreationnews.com.
And well, we have a link to that, as we always do, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, Marvin. I was excited, actually, to see the beach on the cover of the paper here, and you have a lot of stuff in the paper about going down to the beach and two nights at the Dunes. I have stayed there, actually, and that's a great place.
It's a really nice place with a neat backstory. The people who own the Dunes Motel were getting older, but they wanted to open up a Victorian-themed hotel. The lady's husband died, but at 74 years old, she actually built and opened the Dunes Manor. So I think she deserves a lot of credit.
That's pretty cool. Last but not least, among the folks here around the office, Ariel Levin Waldman would like to know. He's new to the area, and so he wants to know if you have any fireworks secrets that you want to share. Great places to see them. Not necessarily the ones down on the mall, but places where he'll get a great view.
Well, there are a lot of places. Let's cover the mall ones first. Of course, the Capitol, the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the FDR Memorial, and East Potomac Park are all prime places to see the fireworks, as well as a lot of the rooftop bars in Washington. The rooftop of the W Hotel and the cruise lines that operate on the Potomac River, of course, cost something, but they're obviously great places as well. Go over to Arlington to the Marine Corps Memorial and at Iwo Jima, and you can see definitely a great show. But there are, as I said at the top of the segment, there are fireworks shows in lots of places in Northern Virginia, in Manassas and Leesburg and Herndon, especially, and a lot of places in suburban Maryland and Montgomery and Prince George's County. Check it out, because there's plenty of places to go and see fireworks in this area. If this isn't Patriotic Headquarters, there isn't one.